Coming up on today's show,
God isn't just someone that I pray to or visit at church every Sunday, but God is my best friend who listens, supports me, and speaks to me.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or .com. They will both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for free for the Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out each Monday. That's all, just once a week. I have been mentioning for a little while now about Catholic Sports Radio being in shouting distance of 1,000 followers on X, Twitter, and even closer to 600 followers on Instagram. So while you are on the website signing up for the newsletter, look at the top of any page on the site, and you will see social media links, logos for this show, meaning Facebook, X, Instagram, and YouTube, so that you can engage with me and the show that way and help hit those two specific plateaus that I have been mentioning. The Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group consisting of listeners of this show and some past guests. That is free to join, and you can also find a link for that, too, on catholicsportsradio.net. I love hearing from listeners. I really do. And social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. I am watching the Lord's hand in my ministry and the way that 2 weeks in a row now, he has given me a message to share that actually relates to the guest, which I said last week is something I otherwise do not set out to do. But the fact is, in sports, there is a temptation to go all out. Yes, to succeed, but in the process, do so for personal gain, to strive to be the best for personal glory, and in wanting all the attention for ourselves through being the MVP or scoring the winning points for our team, we are falling into being prideful, one of the seven deadly sins. We think that being a sports hero will bring us the love we so long for, rather than embracing that which we already get from our Heavenly Father. Fear not, though. In the Old Testament, Psalms chapter 119, verses 9 to 11 help us, saying, "How can the young keep his way without fault? Only by observing your words. With all my heart I seek you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. In my heart I treasure your promise, that I may not sin against you." You are going to be hearing from someone today who part of their testimony includes, unfortunately, some real medical challenges throughout her young life. It's not something any of us want to deal with, but it's reality, as I can certainly attest to. Fortunately, for cases like this and whatever you or a loved one might be dealing with, healthcare can be Christian. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a place of Christian community that enables Christians to take care of each other's medical bills. Ready to go biblical with your healthcare? Learn more at chministries.org/catholic-radio. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is a current student athlete competing in the sport of volleyball. Away from the court, she brings her love of sports into her faith through a new nonprofit that she is the founder and president of called Field of Dreams Foundation, Catholic Sportsmanship in Action Corp., which she will tell us about today. She also has strong faith testimony to share as it relates to medical challenges that she has already been having to face throughout her young life. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Lauren Hasbun.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, everyone. Hope you're all doing well.
Lauren, thank you so much for making time to speak with me today. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a great opportunity.
Let's start off by having you tell us first where you were born and raised and what the family size was.
So I was born and raised here in South Florida, specifically Broward County. I have a very big family. As for immediate family, it's just me and my older brother, who is currently in college, and my two parents. As for outer family, I do have 16 cousins.
Wow.
Which, yeah, they're pretty great. And I was raised by two very, very lovely women, my grandmas from both my mom and dad's side, who have shown me never-ending love and support. And I want to give a shout-out to my mom because she is my number one supporter, and I couldn't have done this without her.
Is most or all of that family there where you are or spread out around Florida or even elsewhere?
We are pretty national, and I have some international family, actually. So family reunions are always one of the biggest things to us. It means the world to us to have everybody together. God really emphasizes how much family means, and we are very Catholic-based when it comes to our family.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm guessing that you have been raised in a Catholic household. It sounds like I'm correct. Are you a cradle Catholic, and what about Catholic education that you have received?
Yeah, so I am a cradle Catholic. Both my parents have been Catholic their whole lives. God was a very big part of my childhood. I've been to Catholic schools my whole life. I went to primary school and middle school at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic School, and I am currently going to a Catholic high school at Archbishop McCarthy.
Okay, let's stop right here, audience. You heard it correctly. She is currently going to high school. So this is obviously the youngest guest that's been on the show in the 5.5 years of Catholic Sports Radio. I found that there are so many times, if you've been listening for quite some time, of course, thank you. But if you've been listening for quite some time, you know that I often am heard saying, if you're listening right now with your son or daughter, or sometimes I'll even say, if you're listening right now with your grandson or your granddaughter, and a part of me wants to say, shame on me that I never considered it. But 5.5 years, I think we're well past due. I think it's about time that we hear from that generation. And to her credit, Lauren also is the one that contacted me to introduce me to the nonprofit that she's going to talk about later today. But I hope you'll enjoy the rest of this episode as we go along. I hope you see now why the decision was made to have on someone this young and to bring us a fresh and different perspective than we're used to hearing. So Lauren, let's resume. Has there been someone influential in your devotion to your faith, say a parent, a grandparent, a parish priest, anyone like that?
So once again, my mom, as a child, it was always a little difficult to understand why you were being, quote unquote, dragged to church every Sunday. However, as you grow up, you realize like that bond was created because of her. And I wouldn't have been the devoted Catholic that I am today without my mom. And my godmother also plays a very large role in that. She's very helpful when it comes to figuring out what to say to God, what to ask to God, and to remind me all the time to give thanks.
And who is your godmother? Is it an aunt? Is it a family friend? Who is that?
My godmother is my mom's best friend, and she has been there my whole life and super helpful, and she is really the Catholic that I look the most up to.
I love hearing that relationship, Lauren, because audience, that underscores the importance of being someone's godparent. And I think it's a role that, because what we're hearing from Lauren, you get the opportunity to kind of hit the reset button and really embrace whoever that is that you're a godparent to, if maybe the relationship isn't what it should be, as we're hearing from her. Lauren, I mentioned volleyball in the intro. Has that always been your only sport, or have you played others?
Absolutely not. Growing up, I was always looking for something that I had a click with. I tried dancing. I did dance for many, many years, and then I tried other sports to experiment. That included figure skating, basketball, track and field, cross country. And at the young age of 10 years old, I played volleyball for the first time, and I never let it go.
Wow. Talk about a multi-sport athlete. At least you can say, I tried all the others and I know where I'm supposed to be. In fact, audience, in the lead up to today, Lauren told me that she felt God calling her to volleyball. Lauren, can you share that story with us?
Absolutely. So growing up, I never found a sport that I knew I wanted to try. Watching on TV, you would see all these athletes do all these awesome things, and you think, wow, I want to do that too. I was never that way. I was more of an artistic person who just liked being at home. But after my third hernia surgery, which I will mention a little later today, I knew I had to do something with my life, and I fell in love with the looks and the love of volleyball. I tried out for my school team. I didn't make it, and I felt that rush of motivation and adrenaline. And no matter how much I wanted to, I couldn't let go of the sport that I loved. I struggled a lot during COVID due to the lack of club volleyball. And at 13, when I was diagnosed with another medical issue and was told surgery was needed, I took the surgery solely to play again. And the Holy Spirit gave me that motivation, that push that I needed to get through recovery, through physical therapy. And I felt that God put volleyball in my life to show me that it takes a team. He gave me volleyball to create peace in my storm. And I really do believe that if it weren't for volleyball, I would be a lot deeper and maybe not even as happy as I am today.
Wow. That's amazing. And I think it's because last week, JJ Nigro opened our eyes up to the beauty of baseball in a way that I had said during that interview. We probably hadn't considered that sport before. Lauren, it sounds like you saw something in volleyball that maybe the average viewer doesn't see. I'm talking about something like grace. I'm talking about something like artistry and audience. I know if you've watched volleyball, you're saying, how could Bruce say grace and artistry in the context of volleyball? Because all you're picturing is someone going up and spiking it over the net. But Lauren, am I onto something here? Is that what you might have seen in the sport?
Absolutely. I loved seeing how those girls or boys on the court had this strong love for each other, and they look to each other once they know they did something right or wrong, because it kind of shows that you can put your trust in other people. And to me, it shows me that I can put my trust in God.
Wow. Great testimony. Great testimony. And friends, Lauren, unfortunately, as you've heard from me a couple times, and now she just started to go there, has had to face numerous health battles in her young life, which makes both her sports participation even more impressive, but certainly her devotion to her Catholic faith. Given how easy it would be in those circumstances to get mad at God and ask, why me? I am going to ask her to share with us about all that she has been going through, because certainly we all will want to pray for her. We all know the power of prayer. Plus, of course, there is strength in numbers. In fact, you were never meant to do sports or your life on your own. When it comes to an attachment to pornography, you are not alone. There is hope. Let the experienced coaches at Freedom Coaching be your guide to lasting healing and wholeness. Visit freedom-coaching.net and be set free forever. I mentioned last week that Steve Pokorny is who runs Freedom Coaching, and that not only is he Catholic, but he recently had me on his podcast. My thanks, of course, to them for coming on board as a sponsor. As of last week, there is actually a fear that people who have been listening to this show for a while now might say, okay, Christian Healthcare Ministries, Freedom Coaching, Bruce is good now. I don't need to consider supporting him anymore through a donation. The fact is, none of that changes this being a ministry for me. This still is neither my full-time nor my part-time job, and I still don't get any income from doing this. We recently passed 5.5 years that I have been delivering a new episode of this show on time every week. And yet, as I just said, I still don't get anything in my pocket for all the time that I have and continue to put into all the work on and off the air to keep Catholic Sports Radio going. As much as it helps with the bills that I have to pay to keep operating this ministry, when you do decide to make a financial gift to this show, It not only tells me that you do see value in the work that I'm doing, and you do want to support my efforts, and you recognize all that I put into this, but it tells me that you believe in this, that there is a place for highlighting the mix of faith and sports. That gives me encouragement and tells me that there is a demand for continuing to highlight the stories of people like Lauren Hasbun and so many others before her. If you feel moved by what I'm saying right now, if you do want to send in a contribution as a sign of support, I ask you to prayerfully consider this ministry as part of your tithing. And remember that by that, as nice as it would be, I'm not talking about doing so on a recurring basis. Initially, I would be grateful for just a one-time gift. There is a blue Donate to CSR button on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net or .com. They will both get you to the same place. That will allow you to use a credit card, debit card, or even PayPal. Or if you prefer, you can get in touch with me through social media, the website, or email for details on sending a check through the mail. Regardless of which method you use, the Donate to CSR button on the website or sending me a check, with your permission, I will happily say your name on the air as a public thanks, or as some people have instructed me to do, you can ask to remain anonymous. I'm grateful for your considering Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing as I continue working to move more people closer to Christ through the mix of faith and sports. Lauren, before all that, I was mentioning that you have really been through some medical challenges. You started to tell us just briefly earlier on. Tell us now about all that you have faced relative to having been in and out of hospitals your whole life and how your faith has helped you persevere through it all.
Absolutely. So growing up, I felt a strong hatred towards the number three. At 3 years old, I was diagnosed and operated on my first hernia. And 3 years later, at 6 years old, I had another hernia. Another 3 years later, You'll never guess it, I had another hernia.
Wow.
And on my third hernia, I had an appendectomy because my appendix got stuck in there. So in eighth grade, the morning after the sacrament of confirmation, my mom wanted to take one of my grandmothers to church. And I stood up to get out of bed that Sunday morning, and I collapsed for the first time. I was pretty quickly diagnosed with a disease called Sever's disease, which is a problem in your growth where your bones kind of expand and they ache. Shortly, it was discovered to be a tumor. During that time, every lab or x-ray, we would just pray and pray. And during my first MRI, my mom and I prayed very strong prayers like the rosary and one of Mary's strongest prayers. And we, in this time, gave so much thanks to God for letting us find it and really giving me another chance to be able to find my purpose in life and find a way to help others and to give my whole life to God. I was granted the anointing of the sick prior to my surgery, and thanks be to God, my recovery was smooth, and labs were completed on my tumor when we found out that it was benign and non-cancerous. So as years passed, and, you know, my religion really became stronger, I began reading the Bible more often, and I realized that the number three wasn't a curse to me. It was a blessing, because in the Bible, the number three signifies completeness. It signifies the Holy Spirit and the harmony of life. And I really was able to find the good in the storm and just find God through all of this struggle.
Wow. Wow. And this is where I remind you, audience, she's a junior in high school. Tell us again the name of the disease, Lauren, and how do you spell it? Because there's going to be people who are going to want to go and look it up and read more about it.
So Sever's disease is spelled S-E-V-E-R. And it is nothing too severe. They recommend that you go into a boot or crutches, which was my case. And I think it was almost 3 weeks later that we found out that it was a lot more severe than some little disease that would be cured with a little bit of pressure.
Hmm. So it sounds like you're saying severe, except without the E at the end, correct? Sever's disease?
Correct.
Wow. Correct. So what is the prognosis as of today?
So I am going to be named this year 3 years tumor-free. If you are wondering if my curse of the three has been broken, it has not. I was found with another hernia pretty recently. Nothing too severe. We are trying to handle it with ease, as this is my fourth one. And as you get older, you kind of realize, like, okay, this isn't anything new. I just have to stay strong through all of this and be able to get back up on my feet as quickly as I can.
And obviously, you are able to still play volleyball, so praise God that it has not prohibited you from participating in sports.
Absolutely. I'm a very strong player, and I, no matter how hard people will tell me that I can't go, I don't quit. I keep fighting. I keep pushing because I know that this is what makes me happy. And if God is telling me that this is one of the few things in life that is going to keep me calm, I know that I have to follow his orders and just stay strong.
Yeah, especially since you said in the first half of the show that you felt that God called you to the sport. So why would he call you to volleyball only to have you end up being on the sidelines? Let's shift the conversation and have you tell us all about your nonprofit called Field of Dreams Foundation, Catholic Sportsmanship in Action Corp.
So Field of Dreams Catholic Sportsmanship in Action Corporation is a nonprofit. We are still in the preliminary stages of the project, so updates will be posted on our Instagram, which is the same as our email that is spelled Field of Dreams, FIELDOFDREAMS Corp, CORP, at gmail.com. And it's just Field of Dreams Corp on Instagram. So we will be posting updates about donations and et cetera, where we donate on there. Over the years in volleyball, I've heard so many stories of the kinds of sacrifices that families make for their kids to play these games because they know how much that their kid needs it. And it made me realize many families struggle to give their children that opportunity because of their financial situation. And I don't want to let that hold people back from giving it their all. I want to give everyone a chance to understand the love and serenity a sport can provide, especially during hardships and hard times. We want to collect gently used or new sports equipment to others to give them a chance to enjoy the experience of being an athlete with that financial aid. 100% of our donations will be sent to charities that support underprivileged families, churches, and even schools who are unable to provide all that equipment for their kids. Currently, to receive donations, we are asking to be personally DM'd or emailed to me at local churches to pick up items. But again, updates such as expanding our project outside of South Florida will be posted on our Instagram shortly.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And audience, I'm going to post a link to the Instagram account for Field of Dreams Foundation on the show page for this episode on CatholicSportsRadio.net so that you can link over and follow them on Instagram. And as Lauren said, see the updates as they come out. I love this project. I love that Lauren is doing this, especially that she's just a junior in high school. When I worked in the Olympic movement for 10 and a half years, I was with the world governing body for the sport of softball. And so we were charged with developing the sport around the world, especially in what I used to refer to as underdeveloped softball countries. And we were fortunate enough to get manufacturers that would give us brand new softball equipment to send, as strange as this sounds to those of us in America, to send to countries where they, for all intents and purposes, didn't even know what softball was. So they certainly had nowhere to go to get the equipment, and thus they were deprived of the opportunity to play the sport. We eventually got into where we had used equipment that was being donated to us, because when you live in a country where you can't get softball equipment, you're not fussy as to whether something's new or used. But again, we were the world governing body for the sport of softball. For Lauren to be a high school junior and be doing this on her own is just fantastic. And any opportunity that someone gets to play sport where they otherwise wouldn't have been able to is a victory for the kingdom. And I love that it's something that has the word Catholic in it, that it's a faith-based initiative. Last week, I asked baseball player J.J. Niekro about why he has chosen to step out in holy boldness and be so open about his love for Christ and his Catholic faith. Lauren, I believe J.J. is 26 years old, and you're not even 20. At a time when, sadly, there is so much pressure to do what's popular and follow the trends and not get bullied, why have you decided to do something as public as not only this interview, but start up something that has Catholic sportsmanship as part of its title, when there's a likelihood that kids your age might think it's not cool to be so into religion?
So I'm so glad you asked that, Bruce, because peer pressure upon high school students is like no other that you're probably going to experience in your lifetime. As a kid, I kept asking myself, if God gives everybody a purpose, like, what would be mine? God put me on this earth to help others. He asked me to spread positivity, to put smiles on people's faces, and to just be there for people and show them that everything is going to be okay. My family and friends have supported me endlessly through this whole process, which really just shows me that people who think that practicing a religion isn't cool is someone who has clearly never had a relationship with God. Mm. God isn't just someone that I pray to or visit at church every Sunday, but God is my best friend who listens, supports me, and speaks to me. Catholicism can be spread through more than just the Bible. It can be spread through more than just the church. Catholicism can be spread through love, sportsmanship, and respect. There's a Bible quote that I love. It's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10, and he says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And to me, that Bible quote tells me that even if I can't get love from one person specifically because I so closely have that relationship with him, then they just don't understand me. And that's okay. Not everybody is going to understand. And I will still love them endlessly because God tells us in his golden rule to love others as he's loved us.
An audience, there's just tremendous courage that I'm hearing from Lauren throughout this conversation. As I mentioned earlier, with all that she's been through medically, it would be very easy to get mad at God and ask, why me? It would be very easy for her to give up on volleyball, to not do something like the Field of Dreams Foundation. And she's also showing great courage in being so open with her faith. So we're learning a lot in this interview. And Lauren, something else that you're involved with that I would love to hear about is attendee and future leader of sophomore Archbishop MacArthur Retreat Antioch. Tell us what all is involved with that.
So every year in high school, they offer you retreats. And because I go to a Catholic school, so many people strive so hard to go on these retreats because everybody who goes on them comes out like a whole new person. You're happier, you're stronger, you have that new bond that you didn't even know you could have with God. And this year, around March, right before my birthday, I was going through a stressful time in my life, and I went on that retreat, Antioch. And I understood on that retreat that everybody has their own story. Everybody goes through different experiences, different obstacles. Everybody has their own testimony. And I realized that the only way to understand each other is through communication. God communicates with us through the Bible, but he also communicates with us personally. And I found such a correlation with sharing with others how I share with God. We went on a disconnected 3-day-long trip and bonded with our religious brothers and sisters. And I can agree with everybody else when I say that I came out of it a whole new person, a whole new heart. And it was just such a pivotal moment in my religion. I plan on leading it this year, sharing my story with the underclassmen at my school, in hopes to help them understand these things that I learned. in hopes to help them understand that behind every person standing or kneeling at a church, they have their own personal testimony.
Now, Antioch, of course, we all have heard that from the Bible. I don't think that you went to Europe. Was this in Antioch, Tennessee? Was it in Antioch, California? Why is it called that? Where was this retreat held? What other details can you tell us about it?
So Antioch, most high schools do offer this their sophomore year, along with Transfiguration, their junior year, and then Pentecost, their senior year. All of these retreats through my school are found in a cabin that we're sponsored by in Tampa, Florida. And they really made the experience so special because they told us that it's okay to disconnect. And it's okay to be in the same place as all these people that you see every day at school. And it's okay to be open with them. So if your high school recommends that you go on a retreat, I 100% recommend that your child or your grandchild or you go on a retreat like these, because they truly just help you change your perspective and see the light in the darkness.
Just tremendous. Just tremendous. This has been wonderful. Lauren, let's close with both faith and sports. First, tell the audience about the saint that you say you have a strong relationship with, but then also what you do with your teammates that is a sign of Catholic sportsmanship.
So for confirmation for the sacrament, they ask that you pick a saint that you see yourself through. And for me, my confirmation saint was Saint Gemma Galgani, and she is the patron saint of most illnesses. I felt connected to her because, of course, of all of my surgeries, but I felt her presence truly that morning after confirmation when another medical issue was formed, that tumor. I really felt her through me and felt that she saw me more than any other saint probably ever has. And it was just truly life-changing to me, and I pray to her all the time and ask her for her help and guidance in my medical journey.
And then about the what you do with your teammates, that's a sign of Catholic sportsmanship?
Absolutely. So to practice this Catholic sportsmanship that I talk all about, I write Bible verses on my fingers. And I also write FOF, which stands for Faith Over Fear. With that, I often ask my teammates to do it with me. And I read them these Bible verses that might help them in the game. Because I know that in a game, frustration is so easy to come up in your head. And really, that's why they say sports are mental games. So I will have my girls write the Bible verse on their finger as well. And we often take pictures of all of those. Bruce, I'll send you one of those pictures if you want to share.
Please.
And it is just truly such a reminder that you're not alone. No matter what you're experiencing, there is always somebody there with you. And more often than not, somebody else in this world is going through the same thing as you. And as we hate to hear it, other people are going through it worse. So to remind yourself to be grateful for what you have and to talk to God and just ask Him for help and guidance. I've truly felt the Holy Spirit with me, especially during games, through that Bible verse.
Amen. Amen. And I do want you to send me the picture and audience to try to prompt you to please join us in the Catholic Sports Radio community. I am only going to post that picture that Lauren is going to send me. I'm only going to post that in the Catholic Sports Radio community, the Facebook group. So please join that group. You can connect with brothers and sisters in Christ who are listeners of this show, as well as some past guests. And in this case, you're going to get to see the picture that Lauren is going to send me. Lauren, so wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. Congratulations on the launch of the Field of Dreams Foundation. We will be praying for that, and we'll be praying for continued good health for you. And it was really wonderful having you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Bruce. I really appreciate this experience and this opportunity. And I can't wait to see how much Field of Dreams Foundation will grow. And I hope to help others understand how much God loves us and to continue spreading this positivity.
Amen. Amen. And audience, she didn't know I was going to do this, but once I had enough emails back and forth with Lauren and she told me about St. Gemma Galgani, I thought we have to close with a prayer this week that is St. Gemma Galgani's prayer. I know that I usually like to pick out a sports-related prayer, but I just felt moved in my heart that this would be the one that we would use this week. So let's pray this together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O my crucified God, behold me at your feet. Do not cast me out now that I appear before you as a sinner. I have offended you exceedingly in the past, my Jesus, but it shall be so no longer. Before you, O Lord, I place all my sins. I have now considered your own sufferings and see how great is the worth of that precious blood that flows from your veins. O my God, at this hour, close your eyes to my want of merit, and since you have been pleased to die for my sins, grant me forgiveness for them all, that I may no longer feel the burden of my sins, for this burden, dear Jesus, oppresses me beyond measure. Assist me, my Jesus, for I desire to become good whatsoever it may cost. Take away, destroy, utterly root out all that you find in me contrary to your holy will. At the same time, I pray you, Lord Jesus, to enlighten me that I may be able to walk in your holy light. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.